This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, will be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll get to any of your gardening questions that we can. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Janet in New Hampshire.
Janet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have an established lawn. I don't know what type of seed was put in when it was first seeded. But a patch of that lawn gets very extensive heat from the sun, about from 4:30 to about 3:30. And the blade on that patch of grass is very, very fine. And I can't get grass to grow. There are patches, bare patches that I reseed, and I can't get the grass to grow there. And I think it's the heat. But the rest of the lawn has a different type of grass. It's more, the blades are wider, healthier looking, but this is very, very fine blades. I've never had the lawn, lime. I have never had lime applied to the lawn. I don't know if that would help. It has been overseeded in the past 2 times, but this one area where this grass is so fine, I just can't get it to look healthy and normal.
Okay, now is that area getting a little bit, it's the same conditions as everywhere else?
No, everywhere else is pretty good. It's just this area that's probably about 12 by 12.
Okay.
I noticed the blade of the grass is very thin, very fine.
So it's most likely a fescue variety. The other areas might have some bluegrass mixed into it. Those are a thicker blade, so that could be what you're seeing in the difference.
I know when they overseeded it, they used Kentucky bluegrass fescue and rye. They overseeded the whole lawn. And the rest of the lawn looks fine, but this patch of 12 by 12 has a lot of bare spots. I can't get it to look normal.
So I think what could be happening is you have some other issues going on with the soil there. It's not just the heat. I think that adding lime to the soil is definitely going to be beneficial for the rest of the yard as well as that area.
And how often during the year is that? Just one application?
Well, so it depends. If you were to be able to get a soil test done to find out what your pH is at, you'd be able to determine what type of lime that you're looking to do. Are you looking just to use the pelletized lime that, you know, takes 6 months to develop into the soil and 6 months to break down and get into the soil? Or are you looking at the fast-acting lime that as soon as it goes onto the ground, it starts to work? So that's something to think about. when you're doing that. The other thing you want...
Are they both granular?
They're both granular, yes.
Okay, one is fast and one takes longer.
Yeah, so you'd be looking for a calcitic lime versus your regular pelletized lime if you want to go with the fast...
Would you say that again, please?
So the fast-acting is calcitic lime, so it's a calcium with
calcitic? It. Calcitic?
Calcitic.
Okay.
And that one is going to be one that's going to be fast acting. It's going to, once it hits the ground, it will start working.
Okay.
And it usually will last up to 6 weeks into the soil.
Okay.
That's one of them we can place down a couple times, but it would depend on the pH of your soil. If your pH is low, and that could be one of the reasons why it's not developing, there could also be clay in that area. Maybe that was a backfill of an area when, you know, certain time when the house is built, or there's something, maybe there's something else going on in the soil. There's ways to feed the soil by breaking up some of the maybe the clay or the compaction or anything that's going on in there, freeing up some of the elements.
Overseeding, they would do that?
No, if they were to, the overseeding wouldn't affect it. It would be something else going on in the soil. Now there's a couple products to really help develop the soil and get it a little bit stronger that you could use.
Okay.
Natural Alternatives has a product that is called Sulfur, which it also has their fertilizer in it. Their sulfur fertilizer will help break down any of the clay soils, but it will also help break down any of the nutrients that are in the soil but not active, that need to be, you know, need something to break them apart a little bit to get them active. That would allow some of the nutrients to flow easily in the soil, allowing when you do overseed for them to develop. It's a soil, you know, taking care of the soil is just as important as taking care of the grass part itself. If the soil in that area isn't very good, then the lawn's not going to grow. So that's why you look at something like this sulfur with protolyzer from Natural Alternatives.
It's called Natural Alternative.
Natural Alternative is the name of the company.
Yes.
You can go online to their website to get the information. You can give them a call as well. The phone number is right on their website. That would be something to take a look at. They can also, they will even also do soil tests for you. You would have to do some of the work and send it to them, and they would tell you, you know, what the issues are and what products you need to use. So that might be an option for you.
Okay.
But there's something going on with the soil, just based on what I'm hearing, that you need to take a look at fixing the soil in order to get the seed that you're reseeding to really develop.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you suggest this calcitic lime, which is a fast-acting lime, yes?
Yes, that would be, you know, again, like I said, depending upon your pH, but it's not going to hurt it at this point. It seems like it needs a little bit of something. So that, you know, those products are something that you would be looking for, like a calcitic lime would be great to bring up the pH. But, you know, if you want to get a soil sample done to find out what's going on, again, like I said, you could go to Natural Alternative. You can also give them a call on Monday. Their phone number, I can give it to you if you like.
Yes, please.
Their phone number is 888.
Yes.
546.
Yes.
5941.
Okay.
And just mention to them that you talked with me, or you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and they'll actually, on certain products, you can save some money on shipping and on the product itself. So,
okay.
Just mention
what would
that.
The name of the lime be, which is the long type of breakdown, the 6 months? Is there
so that
any
would
one
just be,
particular lime there?
That would just be it? Called pelletized lime. If you go into any garden center and ask for a pelletized lime, they'll know exactly what you're looking for.
Pellet size lime.
Pelletized lime, yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that.
No problem, Janet. Good luck.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I have my plants outside on the porch, and I was wondering when I can bring them in, and do I spray them with some cream or something to... I have poinsettias, coleus, and some cactus plants.
Well, so what I would take a look at is the overnight temperatures. If you're starting to see some of the overnight temperatures get into, like, the 40s, like the lower 40s, not like, not the high 40s, like a 48, 49, the mid to low 40s, that's when you would start to bring them in at night to get them acclimated to the indoors in the house that, you know, because the temperature in the house is going to be consistent, a consistent temperature, whereas outdoors it fluctuates. So you don't want to bring the plant in and shock it too quickly. So once you're starting to see those colder temperatures at night, you can bring them in. Midweek it's supposed to warm up, so that's, you know, not something that I would recommend bringing in right now. There are a couple products that you can use for that to take care of it. There's a systemic houseplant control from Bonide. That is a granular that you mix into the soil right before you bring it in. I'm going to a break. On the other side I can give you some more information, so if you want to hang tight, we're going to be right back.
Alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Margaret in regards to bringing plants indoors. So I started to discuss a little bit. There is a granular form that you can mix into the soil for your plants as it comes in, for some of those smaller, like fungus gnats, those types of things that are on there. The other thing you can be spraying is like an all-seasons oil. All Seasons oil is organic. It's an oil. Spraying it on the plant, leaving it outdoors to dry before you bring it in will kill any of the insects that are on there, suffocate those types of insects that could be on there. So that's an option as well. So definitely, you got some time before you bring some of the plants in, waiting until the temperatures are a little bit cooler. But if you're seeing some heavy cold, that's when you're going to want to really get them in there as quick as possible.
Okay, can I use weed beater or weed to kill weed? It's hypo-nide, is that good?
The weed beater ultra?
Yeah, ultra, yep.
Yep, you can use that to kill weeds in the lawn, definitely. It's going to, you know, it's going to kill the weeds and not the lawn itself. It's warm enough where you can be doing that at this point. And definitely, if you want to reseed, I think on the back of the bottle it'll tell you, but it's about 10 to 14 days before you can reseed.
Okay. Can I use Preem on my plants? Preem oil.
The Preem?
Yeah, P-R-E-E-M, I think it is.
The Preem that I know is usually a it's like a little granular form. That's going to be something to help prevent like weeds and that type of thing.
All right.
So it's not really necessary to bring in for that. You know, again, you can spray the plants with All Seasons oil or use that granular or systemic. That's a great one. You could also use, you could spray it with a synthetic if you're looking to, you know, as long as you're keeping it outdoors, obviously. You can use 8 from Bonide. You could use Captain Jacks if you see, you know, more piercing, sucking, more chewing type insects. But mostly you're worried about the piercing, sucking insects that kind of hide. And that's why you would use like an all seasons oil or a neem oil or something like that.
That's what I have, All Seasons by Bonide.
Yep, you can definitely use that right before you bring them in. Let them dry. Within a couple hours, you can bring them in.
Great. Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful week.
You too, Margaret. Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. All right, back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles, Illinois.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning. I love your show. I'm a fairly new gardener. I was given the gift of 30 iris, and I planted all but about five so far. I was told not to completely cover the rhizomes. Is that correct?
Yeah, so you want to have a little bit of it exposed for the iris. If you notice, if the iris is in the ground, it has some of that exposed. So it's not one you're going to want to go deep. You're not going to, you're not going to want to go about 6-10 inches down. You want to keep it right on the top there.
That's what I did, and I also used a lot of compost. So I hope it gets a good start. I have two questions on that. First, should I use mulch? And if so, I still would keep the mulch away from the rhizome, a couple inches away. And also, use coffee beans. Does that act as like a fertilizer? Is that true or?
So we'll start off with the first one with the mulch. Obviously, you want to keep it away from the rhizome because you don't want to cover it. You can suffocate the plant that way. So keep it away from there if possible. It's going to keep moisture in the soil. It's going to keep weed development down. So that's going to be a good thing to have it there. But just don't get it right up close to the plant.
Should I put it down now or wait a month? Or?
You could put it down now. That's not a problem to be doing. You could wait a month. It's really up to you, but it's not going to change it. As far as your second question, we're running into a break. I'm on the other side of the break. I'll give you more information in regards to that. Okay. So hang tight with me. We're going to be right back. For everybody out there who's looking to call, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's discontinuing peace talks with the Taliban after the group admitted to a deadly bombing in Afghanistan last week that killed an American soldier. The president saying the Taliban leaders and the president of Afghanistan were supposed to meet with him secretly at Camp David today. But that meeting's been scrapped, and former Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says it's quite a surprise to learn that Taliban leaders would have been invited onto U.S. soil.
Regardless of whether the talks were successful or not, this would give them a boost of political legitimacy that they don't deserve, certainly not at this stage in negotiations, at least that we've seen, and would be a huge propaganda victory for them, not to mention, I think, a slap at the Afghan government.
More than 70,000 people left homeless in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian. The U.N. calls it a humanitarian crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Linda in regards to iris. We talked about, you know, mulching, where we can mulch, how it was planted. And then Linda did have a question in regards to coffee grounds. You know, can you add those to the soil now? Can you add them as a fertilizer? What can you do? Well, so there's a couple things you can actually do with the coffee grounds. You can use it as a fertilizer. It does add nitrogen to the plant, but it's not immediately available to the soil. It does take some time. It's going to need some time to break down, etc. But there's a few other benefits of doing it. You can add it to the, you know, a compost pile. That helps break, you know, over time add some nitrogen to it. But it's not just that. Some people even use it for mulch around the plants. If you have problems with slugs or snails, sometimes those coffee grounds will keep them away. What happens is the caffeine in the coffee negatively affects the pest, so they'll avoid the soil around it. Some will say that it's a cat repellent. Instead of using their, you know, your flower bed or veggie beds as a litter box, it kind of keeps them away. The other thing is, it can be used as like a worm food. And we all know earthworms in the soil is a great thing to do, to have in the soil. So any earthworms that you have in the compost or mixing into soil where you know is there, they love it for a food. So that might be something, you know, it's beneficial. It's not something that you just have to throw away. So you don't want to put too much of it. It's not like you're looking to put, you know, pounds upon pounds in an area. But you can put some in the areas, sprinkle it around, and it is beneficial. It's not something that would hurt them.
great. Thank you so much. I've always enjoyed listening to your dad and now to you. I really appreciate your show. Really appreciate you.
Thank you for calling and thank you for that. Have a great one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We do have some wide open lines right now, so we do have some time for you guys to get in here and call us. So definitely give us a call and we'll help you out. We've been touching on it all day is the, you know, lawn renovations, planting. Definitely a great time to be planting right now. Getting plants in the cool weathers allows the plants to focus on its root system versus, you know, trying to produce more leaves or flowers, etc. So great time to be doing that right now. You know, I know a lot of local garden centers are bringing some fresh material in, newer trees and plants and shrubs, etc. So you'll have some great quality out there. And some garden centers will even run some different sales at this time of year to, you know, get rid of some of the older material. And not that there's anything wrong with the older material. It's just been sitting on the ground for a little bit. Obviously, most garden centers will take care of them and keep them warm, watered and fertilized, etc. during the season. So you might have some really good plants, but some of them are trying to get rid of some of the older stock. So it's a great time to be doing that thing. So definitely get out to your local garden center and get some plants for the fall. We do have a call now, so we're going to go right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank in Dennisport.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, morning. Hey, every now and then I drive by, I think it's old Pleasant Bay, 124.
Okay.
All right, the street before Queen Anne Road on the Cape.
Yep.
Harwich. There's a tree. It's not dead, but I think it lost its memory because it thinks it's in November because the foliage is yellow and orange. And all the other trees are green everywhere. So I'm like, what kind of freaking tree is that?
Well, so
it's about 30 foot tall, if that helps you.
A little bit, but I, you know, without seeing it, I'd have to, you know, get an idea of the leaf structure, etc. A lot of times, what it could be at this point is it's in an area where it's very stressed, and so when it's very stressed like that, it does show its leaf color early. So that could be part of it, especially with everything around it that's not. Is it real close to the road there?
Yeah, it's close to the road, but everything around it is green, and that's the only tree. And I'm like, wow, that's a weird tree. What is it?
Yeah, it,
and
so,
I'm all over the Cape, and the trees are green everywhere. And I'm like, okay, what kind of tree is that? I said, I got to call these people up and find out.
Well, so the next time you're driving by, if you have a chance to take a picture of it, you could send me an email with it, and I can take a look at it.
I'm on the road right now, so I'm going to drive by before I head home. What would be your email?
So you could email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. If you can't remember that, go to the website.
Oh, no,
Paul,
I got it memorized already.
Okay.
pgardenclub@gmail.com.
paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Take a picture of it, send it to me, and we'll try to get you an answer for that.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll take a picture. See, the branches are too tall. Otherwise, I'd rip a leaf.
Yeah, I got you.
Go to the garden show, garden nursery, and say, hey, what kind of leaf is this? What kind of tree would this come from?
Gotcha. I get it.
It's weird.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing that that picture, and I'll try to get you an answer. All righty.
All right. I'll send it today. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim's in Nashua.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you. I'm having trouble with an invasive grass in my lawn.
It's sort of a pale green, and it's sparse, so it's not like a thick grass, a thick patch. And when you look at the roots, it's a white tube, sort of, that goes across and it connects the blades of the invasive grass. So I was just wondering what that is and how to get rid of it.
So is it a long, like, branching weed?
No, it's not. It's a blade of grass. Again, it's pale green. It grows faster than normal grass. It kind of sticks out. It's not sparse. You see, like, a blade every, 6 inches or so, or every 4 or 5 inches. And it's connected with a white tube. So it's kind of hard to get rid of. So what exactly would that be?
So it seems to me that you have a nutsedge in the lawn based on the way it grows, everything that you have. So there is a product out there called Sedge Ender from Bonide. It's a nutsedge killer. You normally see it this time of year, all of August. It's like you cut the lawn, and then within 2 days, all of a sudden, it's like these areas that are like a foot tall or 8 inches tall, spots like this. And so there's a way to kill it, but there's also something you need to do to follow up to it to get rid of it for the long term is... They usually grow in more of a compact soil in those areas, or there's something going on with the soil. So I like to see something like a pelletized gypsum or a fast-acting gypsum product to be put into the soil to break up the soil there, the clay or the hard pack, allowing the nutrients to flow a little bit easier. The other thing is it might be a lower pH in those areas. Nutsedge loves... not a neutral pH, so if you can bring up the pH with liming, that would be beneficial too. But it's all going to start with killing with what's called Sedge Ender from Bonide, and then work into the soil that, there's natural alternatives as a product called their sulfur with protolyzer in it. That sulfur is going to break down that soil, allow it to, the grass to have a better fertilization, allow any of the nutrients that are already in the soil to become readily available. And also liming it to bring up the pH closer to like a 6.5 to a 6.8 is going to be beneficial for you.
Okay, thank you very much. I will try all those things.
All right, Jim, good luck. Right, bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, it's we were just talking with Jim in regards to the sedge, the nut sedge. It's one of those things where you think, all right, I cut it down, everything's going to be fine, and then you go out 2 days later, and you're like, whoa, what just happened? This nut sedge is a fast grower. So it's something that just kind of pops right up. It's got that lime green look to it. Eventually, if you don't cut it, it will get this... this flower pod at the top, but it's not really a flower pod. That's where the seed pod is. It'll turn that brownish color once it's dried out, but it'll send seed pods, the seed everywhere, all over the lawn, and that's how it will reproduce. They also, at the base of the root system, you'll see almost like a nut once it gets developed heavily. So it's something that can become invasive, but it's not just about killing it. It's about taking care of the soil that's underneath it afterwards. And that's the thing. Taking care of the soil is so important when you want to have a successful lawn. It's not just about putting the fertilizers down. It's about taking care of everything. The soil, if it's nice enough where the nutrients can flow freely and don't just sit, perfect. But if it's, you know, something that where the nutrients will slowly go in or just sit and get too much, that's when there can be issues. I've talked about this many times before, and I haven't talked about it in a while, but with the soil samples, you finding out which elements are too heavy. If you look at it and you see, oh wow, phosphorus and potassium are like off the charts, it's too heavy. You know, why isn't this doing well? Well, there's another issue, magnesium. Magnesium can be a very, can affect the lawn in a very bad way to the point where it doesn't allow the nutrients to flow. Breaking up that magnesium will allow those nutrients to flow, allow you to have a better growth, etc. Use that with your, you know, your pelletized gypsum or the fast-acting gypsum, which would be the sulfur from natural alternatives. That's a really good one to break up that soil, break up that, and allow those nutrients to be released. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, we can answer more of your calls. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here for another hour and 10 minutes about. Answer all of your gardening questions. So give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out today. So definitely something to look at. For those of you out there who are looking to get some information weekly and see what we can do to help you out, you can go to our website at paulparent.com, and at that time you can sign up for our newsletter. I know we've been having a little bit of some issues getting a few people signed on. I know something was going on with it, but we're working on that. But definitely you can give us a call on the show, or you can go on to the website, get signed up for the newsletter, or email us on the website. Our website is paulparent.com. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can actually put, subscribe to your newsletter, or you can email us. It'll have the email address. It also has a spot for to contact us. Put your name, email, the message that you're looking to get. So we can definitely help you out with that. So definitely take a look at that. Follow some of the old newsletters. We have some of all of the archive newsletters back on there, all the way back to like 2011, I want to say. So definitely some good information. So definitely look at that and see what you can get to help you out. I know looking back on it, you look at something, and each week when I read the articles, I'm like, oh yeah, yep, that makes sense. I should be thinking about that. I should be doing that. So, you know, something to think about. So definitely take a look at it. Again, that's at paulparent.com, and it's going to have a lot of great information for you weekly. So definitely take a look at it and see what you can find out. This week on there, we talked about some hollies, a bunch of different types of hollies, and then even at the bottom, you know, something that's become very popular over the past couple of years is rock gardens and containers, and using hens and chickens, or the hens and chicks in there. Planting them in there. A lot of succulents. Succulents have become so popular. They're so easy to grow. You don't need to water them as much. You don't need to take care of them as much. So for those who want to have something, but don't have that much time to take care of them, this is a great way to do it. So definitely think about succulents in the garden and in containers. They've become so popular. They're so cool because there's so many different colors and looks to them. A lot of them, you know, are more to the ground, but they're going to be some upright all over. They're really, really cool to see. So definitely think about that for some of the containers if you haven't already. It's definitely something that I like. It's pretty cool to see. So the other things we talked about, just the, you know, the hollies, the blue holly hybrids, a little bit about them, you know, with the red berries in the fall. And, you know, do you need a male? How many males per female, or how many females can do male, etc.? That's what you're looking at. You know, one male plant on a blue holly can actually fertilize 5 to 7 female plants in the spring. So that's a good amount. And so, you know, it's not one of those ones where you have to have all the, you know, the male right next to the female. They can be around the corner on the house, maybe on the side of the house where they're not as prevalent. You know, a male doesn't have those berries. It's not as full as the female for the winter, etc. So that, you know, you don't, might not want it in there, especially if, say, you're trying to build a hedge or you're trying to create an area where it's the same on either side. You don't want one that's going to look completely different than the others. It's going to have those green leaves. It's still going to have the holly look, but it's not going to have the berries. It's not going to be as full, etc. So that's why a lot of times you put it around on the side of the house, something like that, so you're not seeing it in the front. But it's definitely something you can do to have in the yard to pollinate up to 7 plants, which is pretty cool. It's pretty good for your plants in the area. You don't have to go out and get multiple. A lot of times you're not having more than 7 hollies of the blue holly variety in the house unless you're creating that hedge. So maybe a couple would be needed. But just thoughts. This is just coming from our newsletter. And you can sign up for that at paulparent.com. And get some more information weekly, every Thursday. But if you have questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Going to a break. We're going to be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.